It wasn't just that the Gezi Yamsif Gzarim Kilei Lamchaste. Hashem divided the Yamsif into parts. But the heavy Yisrael Mateche Kilei Lamchaste caused Yisrael to pass through it. Radak explains. What was the chesed? The Jews went deep into the seabed. But Hashem dried the waves so that even their feet didn't become damp. There are those who want to explain Kriyas Yam Suf as a tsunami, a natural phenomenon. Maybe the Jews got lucky. And it's true. The Torah talks about the strong winds that blew all night. And it's possible that Hashem manipulated Teva in order to enable us to go through. Number one is that the Nes happened exactly at the time when it needed to, causing the Mitzrayim to be drowned and never seen again. But it's more than that. It's even the details. The fact that no Jew even got his feet wet, or her feet wet. Kilei Lamchaste. That's an act of incredible divine love, care, compassion, attention to detail. Hashem showing us how much He loves us. But more than that, the Alshech HaKadosh says, Klal Yisrael's salvation at the Yam Suf was a kindness la'olam. It wasn't just a kindness for then. The fact that everyone moved through it with safety and comfort. It was la'olam chastai. It was to the entire world. Says the Alshech, if the Bnei Yisrael would have drowned in the Yam Suf, if they'd have walked in, it wouldn't have split. The entire world would have perished with them. Because the whole world exists in the merit of Kabbalah Satorah, of Talmud Torah. The whole world's survival was dependent on us passing through the Yam Suf unharmed in order to be able to receive the Torah. We know this from Rashi. Yayim Hashish. The whole world was created in 6 days. But it was waiting for that Yayim Hashishi, the 6th of Sivan, 2448, to see if it would have a kiyum, if the world would continue to exist. Everything was predicated and dependent on Klal Yisrael be mekabel the Torah. Had we not crossed the Yam Suf, the world would have gone back to Tohu Vavohu. That's Kilei Lamchaste. It's a chesed that not only lasts forever, it's a chesed for the whole world. Do they realize it? Maybe they do, maybe they don't. But at the very least, we need to understand that. And therefore, we say thank you to Hashem. And it certainly are Dayenu moments. To appreciate the chesed in every step. What would have been, what could have been. Maybe even what should have been. Say thank you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for every single step of the journey. Realizing that had things not been as they were, there could have been catastrophic consequences. Things we might not even have been aware of. But nonetheless, to appreciate Hashem's chesed on them.